As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10, place your first bet on any game, and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.
Ding, ding!
How about we can just watch basketball?
How about we can just watch basketball?
Good morning and welcome to the NBA Daily Ding here on the Athletic NBA Show. I am Jared Weiss. I am joined by Mo DeKeel as always. I just got back from Denver, so why don't we start with the Nuggets at home. They beat the LA Clippers 127-115 with another impressive night from Nikola Jokic after a little bit of a tricky one against Boston last game.
I mean, everybody's having tricky ones against Boston. We get it, Jared. You're the beat writer for the Celtics. You don't need to bring them up on every podcast. We get it. Can we talk about the Nuggets now?
Hi, I'm Jared Weiss, beat writer for The Athletic.
No, listen, this was a really impressive game from both teams. It felt like a blowout at times. You felt like, wow, how are the Clippers like only down six all of a sudden or making little runs? But every time they made a run, the Nuggets would stop the run and go on a run of their own. And a lot of it had to do with Jokic, who was pretty impressive with 26 points, 12 rebounds, 5 assists, like a low assist night there. Like, I thought the Celtics did a good job trying to neutralize him in other areas, but they got big nights from everywhere. And it's all about Bones Highland.
Man, every time I watch Bones Highland, it's fun. I mean, he came out the gate when he got in the first quarter. He was ready to go.
Oh, he was gunning. And, you know, at a certain point, Jared, you would just think the Clippers would go like, hey, he's hit a couple of shots in the first quarter. Maybe we should go over some of these screens instead of continuing to go under. And they didn't. And he hit a big one in the fourth quarter where I was like, wow, that's a gutsy shot. Took it with a lot of time on the shot clock. But still, Robert Covington goes underneath the screen. He just steps back and knocks down the shot.
Aaron Gordon, he was pretty crucial at the end of this game. He had, you know, whenever there was something to clean up, he was down there. He made some of his kickouts from under the rim. He had one play where I think Hartenstein blocked him, and then he just picked the ball right back up and posterized him back. It was incredible. He was really kind of giving Denver that ferocity they needed to close this one out.
It happened twice. The bigger one was Robert Covington had the block of his life. You know, and I'm going to steal this from a tweet I saw. God, I sound so old. I'm going to steal this from a tweet I saw. But Robert Covington with the block of his life to deny the Nuggets 2 points, only for Aaron Gordon to get the rebound and kick it back out to Morris for a three. Like, that's just a killer right there. And that was the play before you were talking about, the one where he dunks on Hartenstein after getting stuffed the first time around. It's just a wild, wild kind of sequence right there. It was just really weird.
Yeah, it was amazing. The Clippers had 4 blocks in crunch time. I mean,
lost.
The Nuggets were just they still lost. Yeah. I mean, it helped get them back in, and this game got really close. It got to a 111-109 game when Covington hit that three, but then Jokic kind of found his rhythm at the end there.
Yeah, he got going, and I misquoted stats earlier to start the pod because I only had the 3 quarters. Stats up, not the full game up, but Jokic with 30 points, but he was just kind of the point man, right? He would get the ball. They would come double right away. He would make the pass, and the key was the Nuggets were making the next pass after that. You know, Jokic probably didn't have a ton of assists tonight, but he had a ton of hockey assists and a ton of plays that was the pass that led to the pass that led to the basket. So, you know, Jokic just, he's incredible, guys. Like, there's no question of it, and, you know, it's going to be a really close MVP race because of it.
Yeah, Jokic shot pretty good. And Nuggets shot well, 54% from the field, 50% from deep, 91% from the free throw line. It's a 50-50-90 game for a team, and that's not bad. And what's funny is Jokic had six dimes, but the team overall had 31 dimes.
Yeah, it just goes back to my point, right? Hockey assist, right? And a lot of people, the ball was moving around. There was one possession where Jokic with a touch pass gets it out. I think it goes to Morris in the corner. Morris gets it over to Barton, and he knocks down a three. Like, there's just a bunch of little plays that was happening all over the court throughout the night for the Nuggets. And when the ball's moving like that, it really makes things difficult to defend the Nuggets, because you know Jokic is hard to cover as it is. With everybody moving and the defense rotating, you're going to get good looks. That's why they were able to shoot it so well, because they got a lot of clean looks.
So what did you think of Ty Lue going with his bench for most of the fourth quarter?
You know, they weren't getting a lot. This wasn't, you know, Reggie Jackson wasn't really rolling all that well with 6 of 18 from the field. Like, you got to go with the guys that had the juice and had the energy, and I don't think they were getting enough from, you know, most of their starters. And then Isaiah Hartenstein was really good. He was really good tonight. 5 of 7 from the field, 5 assists. Like, he was dropping dimes himself, finished with 14 points. Like, you got to roll with the guys that are cooking some nights. And this was one of those nights for the Clippers. And, I mean, they damn near stole the game, Jared.
Well, they held on to the sixth seed, which is extremely important because Minnesota is nipping at their heels. Any loss at this point, that they could catch up right there. And amazingly, they're still within striking distance of Dallas and Utah. I mean, I'd be surprised if they caught those teams, as those teams are playing well. But it's funny how Denver is in peril of falling into the play-in, or they might end up with home court advantage, depending on how this plays out.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to get home court advantage.
Oh, I don't either.
I mean, we're really stretching it there. But, you know, it's going to be a fun battle because Minnesota is coming for that sixth seed, Jared. And they match up April 1st. Everybody get fired. Is that a Tuesday or Thursday? Anybody know? Y'all could look at the calendars. I hope it's one of those nights, Jared, where we're going to do the ding that night.
April 1st is a Friday, unfortunately. Oh. We might have to do a special Saturday edition.
No, we're not.
Yeah, I'm going. Okay. Yeah, last Friday night before the playoffs, I'm not doing this.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day, or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service that you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Let's head to New York, where Trae Young was back at MSG, and can you guys guess what he did? How about 45 for him, 32 for Bogdan Bogdanovic? Pretty good win for the Atlanta Hawks, 117-111 over the Knicks.
It felt like early on, like the Knicks were really kind of playing hard. The kids were they played hard all game, but it felt like the Knicks, at one point, I was like, wow, the Knicks might actually beat the Hawks here tonight. Like, with the guys, no Julius Randle, I felt like they were rolling, but man, Trae wasn't having any of that, Jared. 11 first quarter points, right? He starts cooking. Second quarter, he has 13. Bogdanovic adds 15. Those guys start cooking, and it becomes a problem from that point on. The ball, again, just like we're talking about with the Nuggets, the ball starts flying around the court. Everybody's making these extra passes, finding different opportunities. Knicks just couldn't hold on.
Let's start with Bogey first. Bogey had 13 points. Had that crucial assist to Trae late. This is in the fourth quarter. He was phenomenal, really took over the game. The funny thing is that the Knicks, they had a 10-point lead early in the fourth. They were still winning with less than 3 minutes left before Trae came in and got that three, and then Trae kind of started cooking from there. But Bogdanovic gets the credit for chipping away, but the Knicks were holding on strong.
The Knicks were really trying their absolute best. Like, it was fun to watch the young kids, right? And this is something, you know, no Randall, no everybody else, all the veterans for the most part. And you got guys like RJ Barrett trying his best to hold on and keep them rolling. You had Emmanuel Quickley going 4 of 7 in the fourth quarter for 9 points, like, and hit some really big shots for the Knicks during that stretch. But it's just youth at a certain point, and it's not like the Hawks are old, but they got a little more experience. But youthful exuberance sort of got the Knicks in the end there, and, you know, give credit to the Hawks. But we got to talk about the play, Jared. You know what play I'm talking about?
Talking about the alley-oop or Clint?
Oh, I'm talking about Trae Young snatching Taj Gibson's ankles and probably his soul. You know, you just feel bad because you know when you fall on the basketball court, you're just hoping the guy misses the shot, because if he misses the shot, it's not a highlight. And Trae's coming in, crosses up Taj Gibson. He falls, pulls in for a dribble pull-up mid-range jumper right at the elbow and splashes that one. And you could feel Taj's soul exit the body at that moment.
Listen, man, Taj has clearly proven himself to be immortal, and it's not about how many times you get your ankles broken. It's about how many times you can get up and walk back down the court with a broken ankle. But Trae was going to snatch a body out there. We knew that was going to happen when he's at MSG.
Forget broken ankles. He got no ankles anymore.
I mean, honestly, the best part of it is that it wasn't quite on, like, the cross. It was more of the hezzy on the snatchback, and then he goes forward. And that's how that was a really beautiful ankle breaker. Yeah, Trae Young, 45, at MSG. There's really nobody. I don't think there's any player it's more exciting to watch them come into an arena than Trae in New York now. I don't think it's even close.
Oh, wait till we get Ben Simmons going to Philly someday. Someday. I don't know when, but someday. That's going to be the one to top it. But till then, you're right.
Okay, maybe this is the first time this has happened on the show this year, but we're going to talk about an Orlando Magic victory.
Who?
Over one of the top teams in the NBA. They beat the Warriors 94-90. The Warriors are missing Steph Curry, so maybe they're not quite as good as they usually are. They did it without anyone scoring 20 points, while Jordan Poole scored 26 for Golden State. But Franz Wagner made some crucial plays, including drawing a foul on a three-pointer, which was really what won them the game. But Franz Wagner had some really nice moments.
No, you know what's even more impressive? They did this while shooting 27% from three and beating the Warriors, right? Like,
yikes.
You know, and you're right about Franz Wagner. He's actually a pretty good rookie. I joke when I said who. Orlando's actually a pretty fun team to watch. You know, they got a lot of young kids that are playing extremely well. Mo Bamba with the big corner three to, you know, put the Orlando Magic up. And I think from there, they never gave up the lead after that. You're getting a lot of good stuff. Wendell Carter Jr. dropping 19 points. You know, you're getting solid contributions across the board from a lot of the young kids. And that's something, as an Orlando fan, you at least got to feel promise of, like, yo, these kids are playing hard. They're getting their butts kicked most nights. We just did a game where they gave up 51 points to Sadiq Bey. And you know what? They come back and they still keep playing hard. That's a great sign of a young kids that are competitive, and Jamal Mosley as a coach. And this is a big win for them. I know it was no Curry, but still, the Warriors have more talent than them, even without Curry. This has got to feel like a big win for the Orlando Magic moving forward.
Nothing like ending an episode on a Mo Dekeel soliloquy. I didn't say monologue, I said soliloquy because I'm not listening. But that is going to do it for the Daily Ding here on the Athletic NBA Show. For our producer, Brian Smith, I'm Jared Weiss. He's Mo Dekeel. Take us out of here.
Ding, ding.
Looking for the best place to buy tickets for any of your favorite teams or sporting events? We've got the spot. Our partner, StubHub, has been the leading ticket marketplace in the world for over 20 years, providing a 100% guarantee with every order. From a worldwide selection of live events, the widest choice of tickets, and industry-leading partnerships, StubHub has what you need to purchase with confidence. StubHub, an official partner of The Athletic.